Brighton's Lawyers. Let our team of professionals help you with your legal matter. And 4D Doors. Smarter, quieter, safer.
Garage doors redefined.
Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Breakfast with Vossie on 1170 SEN.
It's time to shine on this Monday morning. Welcome to a new week on 1170 SEN. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie through 1170 and our SEN track stations on the Central Coast, the Illawarra through 90.3 FM in Griffith, and those listening across the country, anywhere in the world on the SEN app. Great to have your company and looking forward to engaging in debate and arguing a few points, discussing a few things, plenty to talk about in sport. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers, the workers' compensation experts protecting your future. You can call Brighton's Lawyers on 1800 848 848 or visit brightons.com.au. And we're here for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. 4ddoors.com.au is the website to explore the range there. Right now, open for business is the McDonald Jones open line. You can give me a call on 1300 01 1170. And of course, you can text any stage throughout the morning. Get your message across short and sharp, 0457 736 736. I should say right off the top of the program, there is a huge sigh of relief with many parents today because many kids going back to school today and homeschooling gets put away. In fact, there may be some parents who hit the drink about 9:30 this morning. No, I'm just kidding. But no, look, it has been very stressful. And we had that story that was written in the Herald, I think, a week ago that said 9 out of 10 parents had said how stressful it had been. I know what it's like. I finish a radio show, you go into homeschooling. So teachers, it's all yours, baby. It's all yours. You can have them. You can have them all the way up to Christmas. But no, today it's a release, if you like, of our students back, and then they'll all be back on deck come next Monday. Now, what's making news in sport? Rugby league. The Telegraph reporting on its back page that the NRL is set to announce that Channel 9 will retain the free-to-air rights in a five-year deal worth up to $600 million. Channel 7 has reportedly walked away from negotiations after initially being interested in the state of origin rights and up to two games per round. The deal is reported to be worth somewhere between $105 and $110 million per year, although the NRL may push the price up to as high as $120 million per year. The new deal would run until the end of 2027, bringing it into line with the Fox Sports duration. Also has the rights until the end of 2027. So what it means is, and look, they may bring, if there's some tweaking done here, they may bring into effect, it's a bit like the player contracts, bring it ahead, you sign with another club and then bring it ahead a year. The new deal actually comes into effect from 2023. There's still 1 year to go on the previous deal, but the terms of this deal, you never know with the argy-bargy that goes on, and if there's some factors in this, they may be introduced next season, but we'll find that out. What's your thoughts on that? What's your first reaction to that? Channel 9 having the rights again extended, stability in the game. I must say, on the financial figures, again, Peter Volandis and his team, well done, well done. Having negotiated this incredibly challenging last couple of seasons, and then to be in a position to command that sort of money for television rights, it's a triumph. There's no question of that. But you are the stakeholder when it comes to eyeballs on television screens, so you tell me. And what do you want from your coverage? I mean, now's the chance to get the message across as these new things come into place. I mean, there's some suggestion in the Telegraph today that part of the new deal, there are some at the NRL that would like the return of a midweek footy show, like the old-fashioned footy show. Now, that's a very hard act to follow. And I don't know. With a changing of time, I mean, you couldn't reproduce it. The footy show was fatty. And I was lucky enough to work on the show for many years as well. But the footy show was essentially fatty. There was Fatty, there was Sterlo, there was Chief. And it could never be replicated. Never, ever. But if there is to be another show, let's say a Thursday night program, what would you like that model to be? What should it look like? Should it be entertainment, more entertainment than actually talking football? You let me know. 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy has warned the Dolphins that Melbourne players will be blocked from leaving their contracts early for the new franchise. Cameron Munster, Christian Welsh, Felice Kafusi, Harry Grant have all been linked with the Dolphins as possible recruits. Bellamy told the Herald over the weekend, if they want someone still on contract, they will not be leaving unless we get something for them. I'm not even sure what they can give us because they don't have any players. He also pointed out that the Dolphins are not meant to be approaching any Storm players until November 1. I think Craig Bellamy a little riled up, but I mean, this is, look, Craig's been around the block a million times. I mean, this is the rugby league world we live in. The rumour mill is on fire. I mean, it's going to be crazy with the every player will be linked to the Dolphins. Why wouldn't a manager want their player linked with the Dolphins if they're looking to negotiate? And, you know, we've learned in rugby league, we joke about it. I mean, what's a contract? You know, your contract. So what? Yes, you know, what if that player instigates the discussions? Anyway, it's going to be a very entertaining and very busy off-season this time around in the NRL. Matt Dufty from the Dragons, or now the Bulldogs, yesterday told the Sunday Telegraph that he signed his Dragons death warrant by failing to obey Anthony Griffin's orders. Dufty said Griffin wanted him to play a certain style of footy with Ben Hunter on both sides of the ruck and controlling the game with Dufty sitting back. He said he ignored the instructions and took opportunities in front of him, even if he saw them in front of him. Play what you see is the common throwaway line. He told the Telegraph, Hook is the only coach that has ever told me not to play like that. What do you think about that, Dragons fans? It's a quote. It's their quote's in black and white. It was a circumspect Matt Dufty, but he just laid it out on the line there. Anthony Griffin may choose to buy. And look, the fact is, they got rid of him. They got rid of him well before the end of the season, basically told him you're not wanted, and he's linked up on a short-term deal with Canterbury. But anyway, the linen has been aired. So what do you think about that? The dirty washing, if you like, has been aired. And I'll have more to say that in my verdict this morning. And the Telegraph revealed on the weekend that the mystery of the damaged NRL trophy has been solved, with a video revealing the culprit wasn't even a Panthers player. An unidentified female innocently caused a table that was holding the trophy to collapse. The video shows the table falling after the woman moved in to get her photo taken with the players. It's set to clear Penrith of any wrongdoing. That is amazing. From the grassy knoll, the woman appeared and knocked the table, which knocked the trophy, which broke the trophy. And it was an original mark that where it had previously been broken as well. So there you go. That's an amazing story, isn't it? Much to do about nothing in the end. Now, cricket, all of the WBBL games across the weekend were played behind closed doors following Hobart's three-day lockdown, one case, three-day lockdown. Yesterday, Elise Perry and Shefali Verma starred for the Sydney Sixers to make it 2-from-2, claiming a final over victory against the Hurricanes. On Saturday night, the Adelaide Strikers had a comprehensive victory over the Sydney Thunder, the defending champs winning by 30 runs. Now, a T20 World Cup update. Thanks to KO, catch up on all the action with KO Minis. The T20 World Cup is actually underway with 45 games to be played over 29 days. The tournament will be played in two stages, with a second stage to start this Saturday when Australia plays South Africa. That's the Super 12s, if you like. The tournament was originally scheduled to be played in India. However, COVID-19 concerns resulted in it being shifted to the Middle East. Games will be played in Oman, Abu Dhabi and Dubai. The T20 World Cup update, thanks to KO. T20 World Cup exclusive to Fox Cricket, available on KO. Racing, really, when Peter Volandis, he's got fingers in pies, he would also be hailing the success of the Everest yet again, albeit with a crowd of 10,000. But the Everest in a short space of time is now entrenched on the Australian racing calendar. It is huge. It is an event. It is far more than just a race now. And our nail-biting finish from the weekend, thanks to Pazload. I'm making it with Pazload. Reliability, comfort, performance. It was Nature Strip's win at the Everest.
Nature Strip at the 300 metres, two lengths clear from his old sparring partner Eduardo giving chase. It's Nature Strip in front of Eduardo. The Sikh legend's rattling home. Nature Strip in front of Eduardo. Nature Strip kept going, Eduardo. Mars Crusader's jumping out of the ground. Just missed. Nature Strip clings on. He's king of the mountain this time. Nature Strip from the fast finishing Mars Crusader and Eduardo.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that is an incredible finish. Mars Crusader, as you know, our little Irish mate, David O'Driscoll, sports bet, picked it at a good price, just failing. The Chris Waller-trained horse winning the 1,200-metre sprint race from the fast-finishing Mars Crusader and Eduardo. The nail-biting finish from the weekend, it is thanks to Pazload. Only Pazload has been number one since 1986. I'm making it with Pazload, reliability, comfort, performance. It was the first major event to take place post-lockdown with 10,000 racegoers flocking to Randwick. Love to hear from you if you did actually go to the races on Saturday, how it all was. And Sweet Caroline belted out. We'll be talking more racing after 7 o'clock this morning. Now, in American football, a US college football game descended into chaos over the weekend after a contentious call against the University of Tennessee. The opposing coach was hit by a golf ball and the field was covered in rubbish, including a mustard bottle and vape pen. Players, cheerleaders and band members had to scramble to save. You're going to get the band off. And the game was delayed by 20 minutes. All of that pandemonium in US college football. I'll update you on the NFL later on. The Chiefs over Washington, third quarter at the moment, 17 points to 13, one of the big matches being played this morning. We've also got golf at the moment in Vegas. Mark Leishman, now no chance of winning, but he has shot the lights out today. He is 8 under through 16 holes today and has catapulted into the top 20. Cameron Smith also thereabouts. Adam Scott, 3 off the lead. Ricky Fowler leading that early doors final round of the event in Vegas. Now, briefly away from sport, more restrictions will ease today after the state passed the 80% mark of adults fully vaccinated. Masks no longer have to be worn in offices. Community sport can resume and you can now drink while standing at the pub. School also returns today for kindergarten, year 1 and year 12 students. So that's vertical drinking, by the way, you can have at the pub. We call it vertical drinking. It has now entered the vernacular. That goes on from today. On that issue of community sport, I share the angst and frustrations of the netball community because, as you know, netball is a sport that multiple courts, and to cap the limit at 200, you know, they can't resume their competitions under normal circumstances. I think this is an open-air event. That I think there needs to be some common sense, and I hope that the government, you know, it's a huge participant sport, that I hope they can make an exception for netball and that the message gets across, you know, if you're one per four square metre rule in terms of attendance or one parent only with kids playing. But, you know, netball can't get back underway because of these restrictions. I think it has to be horses for courses. And I hope that if you're a parent of a netballer or you're part of a netball association, give me a call to express your concerns. I don't think they've thought this one through about a sport played out in the fresh air. Give me a call, 1300 01 1170. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has announced his wife Helen is pregnant with their seventh child. He announced the news last night on social media, posing in a photo alongside the photos of all his kids on the wall, declaring our family photo wall is going to need another frame. That's incredible. So he's got five daughters, one son, and now having a seventh, and is going to couple that with being Premier of New South Wales. Well, there you go. That's amazing. That is amazing. Dominic Perrottet. He should write a book about it. Maybe he hasn't read the books. Maybe that's the problem. Not that it's a problem. The state is now facing five by-elections after Labor MP and former leader Jodie McKay became the latest to announce she is leaving politics, ending her 15-year career. Labor leader Chris Minns is reported to have had a heated phone call with McKay after she phoned him to share the news she was quitting. A string of major airlines have announced they are resuming international flights to and from Australia, with thousands of seats going on sale on carriers including Singapore Airlines, Fiji Airways, Qantas and Virgin. The news comes after confirmation the international border will reopen in a fortnight in New South Wales. Just on that, and it's got a rugby league context, Jackson Hastings, you Tigers fans, has touched down in Australia, straight into quarantine. Double vaxxed, negative test, quarantine 2 weeks, no window. Can't open a window. Poor bloke. A shout out to Jackson. He probably still suffering the effects of the flight. Mate, if you're listening, all the best. Give us a call. Maybe call the open line just for a chat. 1300 01 1170. A bit of jet lag for Jackson Hastings. But if he had have arrived, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks' time, no quarantine. He would have been free as a bird. And a mum in the US, here we go, has given birth to a massive 6.37 kilogram baby who was so huge he went straight into clothes for a nine-month-old baby. Wow. Baby Finley is double the size of the average weight of a newborn. At almost 60 centimetres long, he's the biggest baby that the Arizona doctor has delivered in 27 years of practice. 6.37 kilos, 60 centimetres long, and wearing the clothes of a nine-month-old baby. That is an incredible story out of Arizona. So get cracking here on the McDonald Jones Open Line, 1300 01 1170. We're talking television rights in rugby league. What you expect with Channel 9 set to be announced again, another 5 years. They're talking about a footy show returning. What would you want from a footy show? Let's say it's a Thursday night like the good old days. Can it even be anything like it was under the immensely talented Fatty Vorton? Dragons fans, your reaction to the Matt Dufty story. If you're at the racing, the Everest, what did you think about that? And the Everest place, and by the way, incentivising the Caulfield Cup. Have you seen the Melbourne Cup price? Fair dinkum. I don't think I've ever seen a shorter Melbourne Cup favourite for the race ever. I think it's about $2.30 on the sports bet markets. I'll check in on it later. But have your say here, 1300 01 1170, the McDonald Jones open line. You can text 0457 736 736. It's Monday morning. We're off and running. It's time to ramp it up. 20 and a half after six.